Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Mike Bond.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, just like the guy whose beef was too big for his bed. Oh, we gonna get wet this weekend, dude.
Welcome to Big Foamy Head, The Gathering.
The Gathering, yes. Yeah.
It's like a horror flick, right? The Gathering. Is.
This is like the Gathering Part 4?
Yes.
Or 5?
Sure. Yes.
It's the annual
event,
Memphis and May Eve gathering before we go and get sloppy ass, drunk, and wet.
Yes.
And muddy.
And muddy.
Sing us a tune, Mike.
That's right.
All burnt and dirty.
That's right. 4 to 6 inches worth of rain.
That's right. So now you understand the symbolism of the dulcet tones of Mike Bond serenading us with that lovely intro, which it was wonderful, Mike.
And you know, I took a lot of singing lessons to get it that good.
I know, and it was amazing. There was a little tear. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's coming out of my, just kind of trickling down my cheek. And much like this first beer is having the same effect.
This is a special one. I brought it along for the trip, and it's the Odell's Woodcut Number 3 Oak Aged Crimson Ale. What do you guys think?
Oh, man, it's great. It's a lot of varying opinions and similar opinions about what this is with all the different
tastes, the complexity.
Yeah,
there's no doubt it's complex beer. We're all agreed with that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
You know, we've got two people in the studio with us today, Carrie and Alan, and Carrie kept saying he was getting a lot of fruit. Mm-hmm. And I agree, there is a lot of fruit in that.
He was talking about his clubbing activities last night.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That was too easy.
Oh, come on, guys. You know.
But what were you really talking about, Karen?
I was talking about the, it's not a very dry beer. It's very, very, like you're saying, complex. Got raisins.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's got tons of raisins.
Tons of raisins. Got some very ripe banana. Very ripe.
It's got
some very ripe plum, I think. I don't know about you guys, but
it's very ripe.
I taste an oak cask. This thing tastes just like oak.
You were saying something about sucking on a wood chip.
Yeah.
An oak chip.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's a great flavor in the vanilla from the oak coming through. But I think complex is definitely the word. And we were trying to name off all the different fruits that you could kind of.
Yeah, and you got currants, which are plums, currants, raisins, and raisins, plums, which are all people know prominent.
I feel good.
that was Mr. Brown's opinion.
Brown's at the gathering.
That's right. Off the tree.
That's right.
We'll ask him, Mr. Brown, what do you think about this beer we just drank?
Okay.
All right. I think Mr. Brown likes it.
Well, I'm going to read some bottle to you guys. It says, Woodcut. Oak aged crimson ale. American oak plays a predominant role in Woodcut Number 3. Crystal and caramel malts marry with Munich malts to create a pleasing red hue and a satisfying sweetness. Notes of raisin, the rich caramel, and toasted almond complement the hop pairing as a prominent oak aroma completes it all. Each Woodcut offering is a truly limited edition beer made with select hops, fine malts, barley, and our brewer's careful aging process. Enjoy. Bottle 5284, November 2009. November 2009.
So, November 2000. Okay, so a year and X months.
It's one of bottles.
Now, you said bottle number 4.
No, 5284.
Oh, okay.
Out of how many? Do you know how many? It's a very limited edition.
It's a damn good question.
Well, I was looking at the label, and it says Woodcut number 3. Yeah. Is this the third one they've done?
The third, yeah.
Okay. Right.
So this is an Odell very limited
edition. Very limited, very special occasion.
Right. Good stuff. Which this is.
Good stuff.
And, of course, the reason for Rick's fidelity is he's in the room with us.
Yes, he is. A very special occasion.
And he lives. And how far away do you live from this brewery?
It's a good hour and a half drive up north. It's in Fort Collins.
You bastard. That's unfair.
That is.
How far are you from Avery?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
You're a double bastard.
That's right.
Speaking of Avery.
Yeah, that's right.
What a segue.
We've got a gathering of beers.
I hope his arms fall off,
that
man.
Rick, they're hurting from lugging all of this beer.
49.5 pounds worth of beer.
That's right. Since 4 a.m.
You can't get over 50.
Did you
50?
Pay extra on the airplane to lug the beer?
No, I checked a bag.
He threw one in the trash.
Over 50, you have to pay.
A moment of silence for our fallen soldier. The one that hit the trash can because it set my bag overweight.
A moment of silence, guys. 5 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, radio silence. That's always fun. Okay.
Dead air.
So,
seriously, you wasted beer?
But here's the thing, and this is where we keep having these karmic beer moments. So Rick had to pick one to leave behind. So he picked one of the Avery's, because I think, were you thinking, oh, this is one we get other time or something, or maybe we had it or whatever, the Dugana?
No, he went eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
No, I actually had that one staged in case I had to dump it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... He had to dump it. He had to dump it, right? So he gets here and he's telling me about it. I said, why does that sound familiar? And we get here and, you know, I think I had that. This guy at work brought me some beer from his brother who was a distributor somewhere. I said, let me look at that. And I opened it up. Sure enough, it's an Avery
Dugana. Same beer. Same beer.
So we are meant to experience this beer one way or the other. Nice. It magically
the beer gods shined on us.
That's right.
And I hope Avery, that the guy who empties a trash can at the airport enjoys the beer again.
Exactly.
And Avery would be
somebody
a person who has a bird sanctuary. Right?
No, that's
I'll talk to him about that.
That's aviary.
Adam, he's around. He's approachable. Avarian? You could ask him if he's
Avarian?
Has an aviary.
Adam,
how about ovarian?
They got like ovarians.
There you go. I got blue ovarians.
Might have to do a little editing on this.
Beer education with Alan.
Yes. Anybody ever heard of blue ovarians?
Blue ovarians.
Yes.
Ovarians are different.
Sounds like a chick problem, doesn't it? I've heard of blue balls.
Yes, that's what I was alluding to right there.
Ovarians could cause us.
Yes.
Well, this is how it all starts.
That's right.
This is word association.
That's right.
So you have
or
blue
six
balls.
Degrees of separation.
About them.
Not lately, but I had. And
how about 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Okay.
So really, you guys were out at a cigar bar this afternoon, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What was the name of this joint you were at?
Al, what was it?
DAQ.
D-A-Q.
D-A-Q
is
the new one. It's the new one.
Okay.
Definitely.
Does that mean anything?
No. It means daiquiri.
Daiquiri?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daiquiris
and cigars?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said they had sushi.
Is it leather pants optional? Or
just whatever we were wearing.
Okay.
Dude, I
no pants.
Like this.
No pants.
I went there like this.
Okay. All right. You had your hat on.
Okay.
You
know, it all worked.
How about the sushi? You said they had sushi, too?
No. Well, we
sushi
had
and cigar smoke.
They had sushi there, but we just had the fried calamari stuff. Okay.
And awesome gator bites.
Gator bites.
Yes. Okay.
Made with gator
I don't think it was really gator. It was chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Tastes like chicken?
Hell, everything tastes like
chicken.
It was
called gator bites.
Okay.
It's called gator bite.
Everything tastes like chicken.
But but they had like a smokearium, right, where you had the glass wall and you're boxed in,
and
so people could watch you on the other side of the glass.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like that.
So my beverage glass is empty. I think it's time we move on to the next beer.
Here.
But the musical break today, when I was at the Minnesota airport, flying Delta, a fine airline. I found a Rock Bottom, and they were selling Haze and Infuse and Boulder Beer Company. You know, I go there all the time.
Good,
I know all the guys. We know all the guys,
bastard.
Right? So I stopped by Rock Bottom and started drinking some Haze. I was talking to the waitress, and, you know, she goes, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to Memphis for the Memphis and May Music Festival. And she goes, oh, man, we're all so jealous, you know, everything. And she said, one time we were in South Dakota. She kept talking about Fargo, North Dakota, South Dakota. And then... what's that big motorcycle thing?
Sturgis.
Yeah, she's talking about Sturgis. And she goes, one time we were there and Johnny Lang was playing, and my mom called me and she said, you know, you can get tickets to this thing pretty cheap, $40 a person. And it's a charitable event. Apparently it was a school associated to the church. So he's wailing for like hours. She's telling me about this concert.
Yeah.
A personal concert from Johnny Lang at a church – fundraising event. It just sounded
somewhere
awesome.
Somewhere in North Dakota.
Yeah, and then I got here and we were talking about Johnny Lang.
Yeah. Once again, another karmic moment. Right?
Serendipity.
Serendipitous.
That's it. Johnny Lang has played at Memphis in May.
Yeah, he has. And he's been around
2-3 years ago.
That's what we're trying to figure out. He's a young guy. He started playing when he was 16, and his voice changed. He was like a very high-pitched singer, and then his voice changed.
He was set to sing for Journey, right?
Could have, without holding his nuts.
Really?
But so here he goes. So this is Johnny Lang and the late Luther Allison, Cherry Red. Johnny Lang and the late Luther Allison. We're going to have to play some Luther.
That was
later.
Some jamming music.
Oh, hell yeah.
Classic stuff.
And you wouldn't know how young a guy that was, you know, with him singing that rough, raw, raspy voice. And, man, this beer that we've got here is anything but rough and raspy. This is, what are we drinking?
Black Tot.
Black Tot.
Black Tot, baby.
And this is a very limited beer from Avery. 300 cases.
315, yeah.
315. Available to the public. Limit of how many bottles?
When they do the presentations of these things, they have like a party at Avery, right?
And right.
I think you've been to them before. But you get four each.
And that's it.
And I've had Avery Birdman sign the bottles in the past.
Right.
But I didn't this time.
And so, Mike, you got some marketing speak?
Yeah, this is number three in their barrel age series. It's a stout aged in rum barrels. It's called Black Tot, barrel aged imperial oatmeal stout. When I put this in the glass and put it up to my nose, I was like, the first thing out of my mouth, I said, I could smell this all night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's got
good.
A great nose.
It's a very manly smell.
It is good.
And it pours, and unlike a lot of imperial stouts where the head just dissipates, this has kept it, and a lot of that's probably due to oatmeal, you think, mm-hmm. for the body, mm-hmm. and it's got a great
oats will taste or smell like oats. You should be able to smell kind of like cooked cereal.
I was getting some oats.
And then you're going to get a little bit of the richness in the mouthfeel and
molasses.
Maybe a little depth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, molasses comes from
the rum?
From the
rum
imperial stout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gives you a very high molasses character.
And this, I would
so you should get a little bit of wood. I mean, that's why I kind of paired these with the woodcut we had in the last session.
And it does. It matches real nice. Kind
of
like
takes
you to the next step. And,
I can taste that cask.
I'm digging the rum.
Yeah, I did. I got a little bit of the rum too. But you know, if I didn't hear that, I probably would have said, "What is that?
Mm-hmm.
That little taste."
Yes.
Right. So that is. Yeah. It's a nice. And I think we've had Scotch barrels, bourbon barrels, and then it's our first rum.
We had all the J.W. Lees. Remember those?
Yeah.
It was like the port beers and all that.
That's right, in wine cask and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think there's our first rum.
And this one's coming in at 10.08% alcohol.
No kidding.
But it's not tasting like that.
No.
And I know there's like a little touch of alcohol, but not like, you know, like
I get more in the nose.
Yeah.
I get more alcohol in the nose than I do in the taste.
It's not a ton of heat.
Yeah.
It's just so smooth, but of course. Obviously, it's not a chugging beer. You don't want to
mow
your lawn and then come in.
No, it's $8 a bottle.
But this is definitely it's a delicious beer.
Leave it at that.
It's a delicious beer. On the press release, it used the word chewy. It's definitely got a mouthfeel to it. And it's not, like I said, it's not a
slug
down.
I love this. Endlessly deep. That's a good description.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smooth beyond belief with plentiful amounts of subtle flavors that work their way out as you sip. This beer is so good that you can quaff a pint or sip and savor a few ounces with equal ease.
Mm-hmm.
The only difficult part is deciding what you want to do with it. $8 per 12-ounce bottle.
I don't know who's quaffing Russian Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
No. I'm telling you. Quaff is like
are you guys
big
quaffing
gulping?
Russian Imperial Stouts?
No.
That's a hardy man that needs to do that.
You quaff malt liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah. you savor this beer. Quaff. Big old quaff.
One of my favorite beer styles.
Can we have a toast?
Prost.
Here's a toast to this one.
Appreciate you bringing this one, Mr. Rick.
That's right. Delicious. And I know that I looked, and there's not a whole lot of reviews on it. Beer Advocate gave it an A-, but the brothers themselves have yet to get it. So they have not had this yet.
BA hasn't sprayed it?
No, the brothers of BA haven't, but some of the fans out there have.
Some of the riffraff?
Yeah.
So they
let it go. The less riffy of the raff.
This is interesting. So they let it go without the sharp notch?
Well, they don't necessarily always get to it, but eventually. But, you know, it's been out, December was when this came out?
Well, it says it was bottled in January of 10.
Okay, well, maybe that's the press release was in December.
Yeah, but it's been aged a lot longer than that.
So. Yeah. Okay, because they were talking about it at the party, the unveiling, that they had it in oak barrels and rye and some others on their on the tap versions of it. So, of course, you got to be there, and you got to be careful when you go in because you come in the side door, the aviary there, where the birds.
The aviary.
So the birds attack you.
You got to be careful because they.
It's Alfred. It's Alfred Hitchcock all over again.
You end up getting bird people in your eyes. They scratch your eyes.
I heard they test out the early batches on the birds though. They like pour a little in the feeder, and see what happens. Kind of like canary in a coal mine.
You walk into the aviary and it's.
Yeah.
If they lose their eyesight.
That's what the crows sound like.
They lose their eyesight and they fly against the mesh netting.
Yeah.
You know, and all that.
Poor birds.
Of course, you know what I got. I've got nothing at all that tells us, why is it called Black Tot?
It's the ship.
Oh, okay. Is that on
There's
the
a little
marketing
black pirate
splooge?
Ship on there.
I see that on the picture. Is there any
Talk
verbiage
about
it?
Damn good question.
It doesn't say anything.
Okay, at the next bird show, we got to ask Adam
How do you spell Toddy? Is it T-O-T or T-O-D?
Oh, here it is right here. T-O-T. We named this beer T-O-T. After our black boat.
Black Tot.
Okay. Well, there you go. Black Tot. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
The pirate ship.
All right.
This is a Black Tot.
That's good.
Maybe oh, come on. Jack. From The Princess Bride, the dread pirate. What's his name?
Tot.
Tot.
It's been a few years since I've seen The Princess
Bride. Oh, that's such a classic, though.
What was Jack Sparrow? No, he wasn't Black Jack. Was he Black Jack Sparrow?
Captain. Yeah,
maybe he.
Captain Jack.
The Black Pearl was his ship.
The Black Pearl. There.
The Black that's Pearl. What I'm thinking that's of. It. Okay. Maybe
so
they
mislabeled this beer. It should have been Black Pearl.
It should be the Black Pearl. Yeah. Okay, it's Black Tot.
Okay, we're going to rename
it. But they do know how to make beer. Maybe not name them, but they know how to make
beer. We'll let that one.
My goodness.
We'll let that one go.
So I got to say, this Russian Imperial style, I mean, I just love it. The complexity. The beer, it just gets better as it ages. It gets a little bit of oxidation on it. You start picking up more of the raisins and the plums and... Actually, oxidation causes paper or cardboard flavors.
I'm getting coffee.
But I think with all the flavors
that's
that are
with
in
the
there,
darker roast.
It melds. Yeah. It just melds together and just makes a complex masterpiece. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so much going on in that beer.
Right.
So I don't know a lot about where he got the barrels, but I know that he's been doing a lot to get his barrel aging project going.
Mm-hmm.
He's bought more space at the brewery to store the barrels and...
Man, if you store that much that long, you got to have some space.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's not
315 cases. That's not that much, though.
Well, how many other styles? A barrel's going to hold
55 gallons.
But how many of this one and how many of the other one?
Okay, how many?
Oh, he's got a lot of barrels.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot that he's rotating. He's also blending, which is the cool part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you said something about these rum barrels.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about, and Alan was saying something about the rum flavor, and we were saying, you wouldn't have known that, but it's Gosling.
Like a dark rum.
Yeah, like a dark rum.
Right. A dark rum would meld very well with the Russian Imperial style.
And this is Gosling rum.
Gosling does a dark.
Yeah. So it may very
Do
well
you buy
be.
Gosling? Where are they from?
Yeah.
Where's it brewed? Is it a local brew or is it?
Gosling comes from the...
Jamaican, Puerto Rico.
Comes from a goose.
Some of that. Yeah. It's goose squeezins. And which, of course, makes sense because it's a bird and the aviary.
Aviary. There you go.
Back.
Isn't it funny how, that's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, man.
I know.
It's all serendipity over. Going on all over the place.
That's right.
Let me do the honors this time.
Okay. There he is. Now, in case you're wondering, the newest piece in the beer museum is this limited edition James Brown, what do you call him?
Action figure
statue thing with a button.
And he's got an embroidered vest that says JB on it.
James Brown. Get that.
Yeah. It's one of the little things you push in the dances and stuff, but he just sits there and turns his head.
He looks good.
He looks great.
Yeah.
At the risk of repeating myself, we're pretty sure he's buried, right?
Yeah. Yeah. To be dead, somebody he looks pretty damn him. Good.
Yeah, for a dead man. He looks great.
With a stick up his butt.
I need a picture of him.
So next music segment is
So we're gathering from Memphis in May, and what we are going to hear next is Coco Montoya, and
performs tomorrow night at 11:15.
That's right. He'll be the last act we see.
Will
that again.
Be the last.
Well, it depends Coco's on how much you drink if that'll be the last act you see.
True that.
Who am I thinking about? Coco Taylor?
We're always at the last act. We don't know if we see it or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see Coco Montoya.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
You're killing me.
All right. And so we'll come back with another Avery Beer and the whole lineup and our deadly plans that we've got for murdering those bad, bad livers.
Bastards.
And wait, when the people are just doing the iPod and they want to know what James Brown looks like, they can go to the website and you'll have a picture.
That's right. We're putting a picture up just in case you forgot what he looks like.
Just
our James Brown
statue. He's the man.
Statue.
Our in James honor Brown of. Get down statue.
That's right.
James Brown is the man.
You realize when you make audio commitments like this, we actually have to
follow
through.
That's right.
You
got
to
do it now.
That's correct. You got
to
do it.
And.
Okay. Here's cut. We'll be right back. Coco Montoya, who we will be seeing at 11:15 tomorrow night at the closing of day one, Memphis in May, Bill Street Music Festival.
Right. Closing of day one.
That's right. That's going to be some good stuff.
We're all going to be all burnt and dirty.
That's right. Okay.
And that's going to be a long day, dude.
It's only 6:30 to 11:15.
That's a short
day. I know, but if it wasn't for the rain, that would be different.
But the rain is what makes it.
The rain and on the plane.
That's right.
Stays mainly.
Makes mud in Memphis.
That's right. It's mud on the Mississippi. And
did you want to
sing
that bit to
you?
Us? Huh? The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
I don't know the tune.
By George, I think he's got it.
I do not know that.
No, it's not at all.
Okay. What's our next beer?
I smelt it. This is the smell.
Yeah, it's a little different, isn't it?
No,
I don't even know how to say it. It's
Depuis Salus. That's right.
It's a barrel-aged wild ale.
That's right.
And this is number four.
Use your words prettier than a $2 whore.
This would be number four in our barrel-aged series. Ale brewed with sour cherries and aged in Zinfandel barrels. 100% Brettanomyces fermentation. And this is bottled March 31st, 2010. 463 cases, so it's a little larger than the last one. Experimentation. Ales and lagers that defy styles or categories. This is what we are about. Our driving force, our passion. To further facilitate this innovative spirit, we've developed our Barrel Age series where anything, and we mean anything, goes. Brewed for those as adventurous as we are. Number four, yep, we love Brett's. Savor the funk, intertwined with pungent sour cherries and delicate aromas of aged wood and gentle spice from Zinfandel barrel maturation.
Okay.
James Brown likes it.
He likes it because he's all about the funk.
He feels good.
He likes the funk.
So this is a wild cherry, sour cherry.
Like I said, I thought I was getting some
with Brett, aged in Zinfandel barrels.
You know what? A year ago, I wouldn't be drinking this. You know, me and sour beers never get along.
You do not. But this is not. This is a really. It's got enough twine.
Typical descriptions of Brettanomyces, horse blanket,
right.
Horse sweat, goat,
cheese. No, just kidding.
Goat cheese.
But you're dead on. I mean,
but this is not as devastating as some sour beers can be. This is a nice balance with you, especially because I think it's the sour cherries.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting sour cherries.
And so that works well with the twang from the Brett, because you're already looking for a little bit of that. And it's very nice.
But I promise you, a year ago, I would take a couple of sips, and this would be in the swill bucket.
Yeah, because you were not...
Assuming we had a swill bucket.
A fan.
Maybe even, 2 years ago? I mean, that's been a while.
No, you were not a fan, and some of them still are kind of off-put. And of course, it's, you know, everybody likes different things. So the Brettanomyces is the fermentation. And I got off track the last time we talked about this. That is something you got to be very careful with, the Bretts, right? Or is that the lactobacillus?
They'll dry it out. I mean, they'll take the gravity down to 1.000, flat out. And you have no body. It's all Brett and alcohol.
Yeah. So it's something that you
have to kind of control.
You have to be very careful about using this. And doesn't it, like, get into everything? And can...
Yes, it does. It can wreck a brewery.
Well, how do
Avery,
you...
I don't believe, subscribe to that notion. They think that their cleaning regimen is sufficient for whatever they feel like brewing.
How do you turn them off?
You really don't.
Yeah, it's perpetuates, right?
Yeah, they'll eat all the sugar. Yeah. So,
but I mean, can you cold crash or anything like that to get them?
You can probably pasteurize. That normally kills everything. Okay. You know. Yeah. So I don't believe these are pasteurized. So they're probably just blended.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take a very dry Brett beer and blend it with something that's a little younger and then distribute it.
Which is back.
Which means your bottle is going to change as you hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is what the whole lambic style is all about too, is blending all the different. So this is kind of in. Does it say
so? The theme for tonight,
wild ale,
barrel aged beers out of Colorado.
Barrel aged beer,
it's big, nice.
Very nice. So we got a bunch. Here's what we've talked about: our lineup of beers. Here's our lineup of people tomorrow that we're going to be hitting. Blues Traveler. Then we're going to split off. Some of us are going to Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers. Some going to the B-52s. We reconvene at Jeff Beck. And then it's a little bit of Goo Goo Dolls, followed by Widespread Panic, and closing it out with Coco Montoya. That does not suck much at all.
Except for the rain.
One of the best lineups in a while.
The rain is good. Rain is good.
The Love Shack is a little known place where we can get together.
That's right. I heard there's a tin roof.
Love Shack,
it's
baby.
It's rusted.
From the rain.
Yeah, from the rain. Now, that's what everybody's got to get. You just got to embrace and be one with the rain.
Embrace rain.
Just get ready for
it. We're going to get wet. Just get over it. Get wet. We're going to get our Walmart.
Wear your poncho
on.
With style.
Yeah. You guys don't work outside like I do. I work outside, and I mean, I'm in the rain. If it's raining, I'm outside. I like to get out of the rain.
Mm. I know, but this is different. You got to roll around in the
mud. It.
You gotta love it.
Embrace this.
Good for you.
We can give you a hall pass and tell you all about it.
Yeah, you stay home. We'll call you.
We'll take
pictures. All right, so it's going to be a good time, our annual pilgrimage down there.
I'm going to take pictures of Alan face down in the mud.
That won't take long.
I know, about three hours.
Yeah. But Alan's
and
got
he's
the,
shacking up downtown.
He's got the crash pad downtown, which will be a first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
So everybody, if you were, had you heard this in time, you could have joined us after the show at Alan's.
You could crash at Alan's
place. He'll be at the Doubletree. Ask for Alan Young's room.
Last week, he'll be at the Double Tree.
That's right.
Yeah. This will be on last week.
That's right. He'll give us a recap next show of what happened. All right. So here's the hard question of the night, though. What beer that we had, what was your number one beer for the night?
Black Tot.
You think? Black Tot?
Okay. Russian Imperial Stout?
That's strong offerings.
Black Tot?
It's like asking for a favorite child.
I know. This is a tough call.
Actually, I like this one.
The woodcut?
The Saluz.
The Saluz.
Oh, really?
You like the cherry?
Yeah. Cherry, which way are you going?
The Scott. Scottish Ale.
The Scottish Ale?
Did we have a Scottish Ale?
We did a long time ago. The Bastard. Oh.
The Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, that was our warm-up beer. That was our warm-up beer.
Yeah. Man, he reached way back. Yeah. That was like 5 or 6 beers ago.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's what you like.
Yeah.
It's what you like.
Hey, yep. I enjoyed that beer, too. That was a good beer.
I'm on the fence with the DePuisseluse and the Black Top because they were both just spectacular beers. The DePuisseluse, though, man, this is a nice finisher. This is like dessert.
Yeah. It's interesting that the woodcut is not making it into our top round because it's kind of a one-dimensional beer.
I liked the woodcut.
It's a good beer.
Had a little bit of raisin and plum, but it's all strong oak, and that's
it was just so. I guess because it was like, the complexity of it was so many different directions, you couldn't really get like a grip on it. Which in the style and what it was, whereas like the Black Tot. Oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout. You got a real, oh man, good.
You know what that is. Yeah. And then add the rum, it's so much better.
Yeah. And then this, barrel aged wild ale, sour cherry, Brett, right there, right? Mm. But the woodcut, I mean, it was an exceptional beer, but it was like we couldn't get a grip on the taste. It was just all over the place. And that's in a good way.
The cherry beer, if you had to do that with a main course, what would you pair that with?
Pork? Yeah, like a tenderloin.
Baked?
I'd like a grilled or something. Not too much spice, though, because it'd fight with this. Or, honestly.
You could actually reduce this and make a nice sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I was thinking, if you did some kind of pork and put like a sugar cure or something on it, something that's like a little,
A little sweeter?
Yeah, because with the cherries.
How about the Black Tot?
That's dessert.
Yeah, that's dessert with cheese.
Throw that. No, ice cream.
And
vanilla
and
ice
chocolate.
Cream.
And chocolate.
And cheese, too. The fromage, of course.
Black chocolate cake or something like
that. French.
Right? Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah. I think the woodcut is your appetizer. It's something that's just like savored in little bits.
I think that'd go good with maybe some oysters on the half shell.
It'd go good with smoked meats, too.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot.
Because it has that richness and the character. Very good. So, this is a tough call.
Well, that would be a complimentary thing.
I'm telling you, all three of these beers are fantastic. I mean, you could not have brought three. You could not have brought three better beers.
So, you know what? Man. Before we close this out, we have to have something else to clap about. And that's the beer haiku.
All right. Cue the music. Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater presents Beer Haiku. Today's Beer Haiku is written by Captain Hops of BeerHaikuDaily.com. Go visit them and buy their stuff. Important. Drinking the last beer and thinking important thoughts, like how to get more. Beer Haiku.
Nice! Nice!
Culture!
Excellent.
That is an important thought.
Mathematically,
how to get more.
Mathematically correct.
And can't you find Beer Haiku on Beer Safari?
You can find... No, not on Beer Safari.
Oh, I blew that one, didn't I?
But since you brought it up, Beer Safari. It's
another podcast you cannot find on Beer Safari.
That's right. There's a lot of podcasts that you can find on Beer Safari. BeerSafari.com is the jungle of beer out there. Captain Hops, though, you can find him on Twitter. You can find him everywhere.
Can you follow him?
No, you're wrong.
You can't find him on Bear Safari.
No, not on Bear Safari.
You said you could find him everywhere.
Twitter.
You said you could find him everywhere.
Okay. Not everywhere. Twitter. Almost everywhere. Okay. Almost everywhere.
Say what you mean or mean what you say.
Okay. Watch my words and use my inside voice. Okay.
All right.
So we've had good beers.
Yeah, we have, and really good times. The gathering.
The gatherings. So this is day one. So this is hopefully we'll churn these out, right? This is where we do like three and four in a row. And then the deal closer after Memphis in May, Meat Fest 2010.
Third annual Meat Fest.
I
don't like the way that sounds.
Yeah. It is whatever it is, if it walks, crawls, or flies, it's going on the grill. And we're cooking it, and then we're going to eat it. All day long, man. It starts in the morning and it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's mostly about eating.
It is. With lots of beer to
people
wash
drop
it down.
By and they eat and enjoy. And
it's a good after.
Dick plays the Mixmaster.
There you go.
He's got his iPad loaded up with
pool gonna be open.
Music.
Pool will not be open, but feel free to splash around in the water that's on top of the pool cover.
Right. We can jump in the lake.
Yeah, we jump in the lake.
That's only 10 feet away.
That's right. All right. Well, let's wind it up. Good beers. Man, excellent. Excellent. So, all right. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back to see us.
Swinging on the brown ball, swinging on the lawn. Swinging by my mom, cause I ain't nobody home. Swinging to the left. My daughter no more.